Hi everyone, my name's Omar.
And my name is Lorraine, and welcome to a brand new Insights podcast.
This podcast will help creatives like yourself figure out what university is all about.
We'll be chatting about all things from picking the correct degree for you, utilising that 27 grand and finding that creative confidence.
Alright, hi everyone.
We're back.
Yes, we are back. And
today we're talking about?
We are talking about advice while studying your degree. So, yeah, this is, we can talk about in hindsight, maybe what we've experienced. Looking back. Maybe this is what we could have done different, or our attitudes, or even our sort of like studying techniques.
I'm not glad. This is my favorite thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Like just giving advice to people. I'm just like, I wish someone had told me this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trust. So write all this down.
I'm the same. I think obviously having these conversations with you, I've realized I really stopped myself from talking to students, from talking to tutors when I was studying. I blocked myself off from things because I thought I knew it all. Or not just knew it all, but I also, because of anxiety or fears, I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to understand anything. And I just wanted to go my own route.
Yeah, keep your head down.
My head down. And to be honest, it wasn't very beneficial for me. And luckily, while I was studying, I learned not to be like that. I kind of like through my peers and through the tutors that I had, it kind of really, they opened me up to a new world of like what academia is about, and like outside of academia, what my skill sets and talents can, how they can be used in like the real world.
The key thing is also going outside your comfort zone as well.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
But that's what studying is all about, kind of. Like, you're going to learn about certain things that might even challenge you.
Yeah.
I might challenge your philosophy in life or I don't know, like your belief system. And you might be like, oh, I didn't know this about this or blah, blah, blah. And then you start researching more, but you have to, and then some things might make you really uncomfortable, but that's a good thing because now you're challenging yourself, challenging where you're going, and again, your belief system.
Yeah.
And how can you utilize that to kind of come out of it with a new sense of direction or a new sense of education or new sense of knowledge?
No, you know? It's so true, because even when you talk about challenging yourself, like in the moment, I didn't know it, but looking back, is where I'm like, yeah, I wish I challenged myself more. And I think you can just take that at face value and be like, well, what are they on about? But it's like, for example, I remember my outcomes during my degree, like I'm third year now, but first year and second year, my outcomes were always comfortable and easy, quick, punchy, what I already knew.
Right.
So it could be like, and things I would respond to, I would respond with a mood board or like an app because I knew how to do it and it was really quick and easy.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I challenge myself more, I could, and if I wasn't scared to produce the outcomes I really wanted to produce, I could have made better things and perhaps got better grades.
Yeah.
But I think it was just the fact that I was too scared to be like, oh, how do I do this? Or I thought that everyone else knew how to do it. So I felt like a loser because I didn't know how to use like, what was that? What, 3D app where I think it's called like, I forgot what it's called.
Like Blender or like ZBrush or
one of the, and I was like, I don't know how to use it. Everyone else has to use it. So I'm not going to do that then. Yeah. I'm just going to make an app. But I think I wish I challenged myself more.
But I'm the same. The same thing. Like I look back on it in terms of, I'm obviously, I like to do drawings, illustrations, visual designs. And I feel like, I always have this in my head, like, oh, my images might go even further if I utilize 3D applications, VR, AR. How would that look? But then I'll be like, I'm too scared.
But we need to realize that, like, UAL, depending on how long your course is, you're obviously there for a particular amount of time.
Yeah.
Don't waste your years just playing it safe. Like, because when you leave,
go in there. When you leave, like it's a different.
You realize that things are not free.
Different. It's a different world. It is, but also on top of that, though, I did have goals. Though, so for example, when I as I've said before, like I love illustrating, I love doing visual design. I really wanted to learn about print.
Mm-hmm.
But that also gave me anxiety because I was like, this process looks long. It looks like I don't know if I'll get it. I think I'll do a mistake.
Yeah.
The technicians will shout at me.
Yeah.
I'm already kind of like old enough to be like, no one can shout at me. But like, I'm still like, I don't want to disappoint. Mm-hmm. Right. But but it's a different story. The technicians are lovely. And I would assume, this is me assuming, I shouldn't really assume, but I would assume if anyone's teaching or being a technician, they want to be there to show how to, you know, how students can use the facilities, the technology, whether it's old or new, you know, and to their benefit. So the technicians really helped me out when it came to print. And now I love print.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because you took that leap to actually do it.
Yeah. And I've learned a lot. I've learned how to like translate like one image into like 10 images now in like a space of, I don't know, maybe an hour.
Yeah. University looks intimidating when you begin and everyone thinks that you're supposed to know it. But I think the one thing I'm glad I learned now, well, I wish I learned earlier, but I'm learning now because I'm in third year, is you're at university to learn. You don't know it. You're not supposed to know it. You're literally learning because you want to get this degree.
Yeah.
So when I got to third year, I was like, I'm going to talk to everyone. I'm going to email every single tutor. Yeah. No question is stupid. I am emailing you. Yeah, no, like, yeah. I am going to call you, come to your office. Yeah. Like, hi, help me. What does this mean?
Yeah.
What's this app? Like, I used to just, well, I still do it now. I message everyone. But before, I used to not ask anyone questions. I used to be like, I'm scared. Like, they must think I should know it by now. But no, honestly. And I think it creates for a great relationship in the future.
Definitely. Definitely, especially with particular tutors who are already, they have their foot in the industry, you know, even if some tutors might have half their foot in there, but still it counts for something. Or there might be another tutor or even a student that is fully involved.
Like, you'll be so surprised. And like, even looking back, like, so when I started third year, I had a project and I was like, I want to use this, running like a... What do you call it? It's like a tripod. I was like, I want to use this. And where do I get it from? And I didn't even know we had it. I was like, I didn't know UAL had this. Because you have to ask to receive.
Yes.
But I think it's a way of being like, you can really produce whatever you want to produce. Like, there's workshops, there's spaces to help you do their backdrops. Yes. And like, why struggle when you're at university that have all these things? And I think for a long time, I just didn't ask enough questions when I started.
Yeah.
But no, it was really cool because there's tutors alongside your tutors that have the skills to show you certain things, like certain like cool little things on like After Effects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I would urge people to just talk to technicians and tutors more use the spaces. Like, no, and even if they can't help you, trust me, they'll find a way to help
you. They will find, definitely, because you're spending money to
27 grand,
and you're spending money for yourself. This is for you, and definitely taking advantage of the space. Pushing the boundary is always a good thing. Managing your time is always a good thing.
Oh, that's the one thing I struggle with.
Yeah, no, and I think that a lot of creatives struggle with managing time because you want to also create, you want to have a job, you want to get, you know, some sort of financial freedom, but also you want to have a social life.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't want to be a robot doing work all the time, right? So managing your time is extremely important. And I think university, for me anyway, it helped me. It helped me realize certain things. So at one point, I was using a diary. I never use a diary.
And
I was like, oh.
No, honestly, I'm using a diary. I don't know whether it's because you become a university student or just an adult in general, but I started using my calendar just to put things like, okay, remember to do that. Because it's not just about attending lectures, because that is already in your timetable, but it's, okay, notes from the lecture and creating the work that they've told you to create, or also going above and beyond that or reaching out to people. Like, utilize that calendar. Like,
it transforms you into more mature, not just a mature student, but just a mature person generally when you take the things that you love seriously, you know? And it, whatever creative venture you're going into, you know, is something that you care about, and you're going to treat it seriously. And university, and the course that you're on, university helps you understand that. So pursuing that thing that you want to do, and you treating it seriously, treating it with care and respect, and on top of that, you treat the people around you with care and respect, you're going to get back, you know? But if you do nothing, if you, like, just sit by idly and or just completely have a social life and not do anything within education...
I think there's got to be a balance.
There has to be a balance, yeah. And again, you're spending 27 grand on your education, on your future. Take advantage of that. It's 'cause like I said, like... From my experience, I didn't really... I got good grades, but that was near the end when I started realizing, oh my God, I've kind of been spending wasting time. I think I could have got more out of this if I treated certain things seriously or treated people more seriously.
And to be honest, I think it goes so much smoother when you do have that balance. I know it might sound a bit like, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. But when you have a structure and when you feed your priorities into your calendar, for example, and delegate time to particular things, whether it's reaching out to a technician or spending that little extra 5 minutes on a drawing, you realise that your time goes smoother and you kind of excel more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know it sounds really crazy and it sounds very like preachy, but honestly, if I knew, I would have.
That's all I can say. Well, you're doing it now. Yeah. You're doing it now, which is beneficial to you. And also in that sort of, that kind of translates to collaboration.
Yeah.
So what you're doing now, what we're doing now, well, you know, like this is all collaborating. And collaboration, it helps extend sort of creative venture.
Yeah.
It helps also understand how much you can push a boundary, or where you can, you know, where your ideas can lay or can go, or maybe it might be even a bad idea. While collaborating, you might have someone.
It's about experimenting, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's so true. Like when I started, I didn't really know the value that collaborating had.
Yeah.
I thought it just seemed a bit like, oh, group work. And I know everyone hates group work, but there's a difference between just doing group work and actually collaborating when you bring like a graphic designer and fuse that with like an animator or fuse that with a stylist. It's so cool, the stuff that you can make and create all together. Yeah, and it's not just a degree thing. Like it's things that you can migrate into your life afterwards as well.
Yeah, because eventually, university life will end, and then your professional career will start, and that's where it gets, it gets scary. But if you, again, if you take the university time a little bit serious, and when I mean serious, it doesn't necessarily mean like again, you have to be a robot there studying all the time.
No,
like
it's being just taking advantage of what is in front of you.
Yeah.
After all, you're there for a good amount of time to build something amazing, whether it's something you want to do on the side or something. Like there's students that do podcasts.
Yeah.
While alongside their degree, the students that build their own businesses. And whether that is for you or not for you, it's good to just have that opportunity to know that, okay, I could if I wanted to. Yeah. Like the booths are there, the microphones are there. Like
they do short films on their like personal projects.
Exactly.
But also, like, kind of throw this in there, which is, let's say you're studying and for some reason it's just not gelling well. There's nothing wrong also with saying, you know what, let me take a step back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's also if you're feeling the pressure, if you're feeling the sort of anxiety
you're just unsure.
You're just unsure in terms of where you're going. There's nothing wrong with stepping back as well. Like I think there's a lot of pressure on young people or students currently just to finish the degree and stuff like that. But some people can do, that's great. But some people can't.
Yeah, and it just takes a bit longer.
There's nothing wrong with stepping back and saying I'm going to come back to this or rethink or replan. You know, take a little bit of time off. there's nothing wrong with that. Loads of students do that and they come out.
I'm even doing that now.
Yeah, exactly. So, So, and it's even the gap year. The gap year is so important.
Yeah.
I think it's really important for some students, not all students. Some students are really good at just doing it.
Yeah, and getting through it.
And getting through
it. Honestly, because I think, I love to reiterate the fact that everyone is so different. Mm. And I think how it was maybe back in the day to how it is now, like we have so much more option, so much more choice. There's so much more range. I think before it was do this and go to uni and finish uni and go and get a job. But now it's like, I wish I took a gap year. I really wish I did, because it kind of sets the tone for what you want to do. Puts you more at ease. And maybe it's not for everyone. Maybe some people are like, oh, if I did the gap year, I won't be able to go back.
No, I think
make sure the decision that you're making is for you. I think from the moment you're not enjoying it, because there's going to be elements of the degree that everyone's not going to be so on board with. There's a reality where, okay, we got to write this essay or you got to submit by Tuesday and whatever. But I think if you can weigh it, and if there's more pros than cons, then okay, this is the where I need to be. If there's more cons than pros, then maybe it's time to reevaluate and think, oh, okay, maybe I need to step back and figure out what I want to do.
Yeah. I took a gap here and it was beneficial to me, because I wanted to understand where I wanted to go in the industry, and also I thought I don't want to rush my course, but like you said, you're doing that now
and I'm I'm still figuring it out, but I'm glad I did it, because now I can go into third year again and be like, okay, I'm ready.
There's nothing wrong with
that. And you can do that at any point. I feel like it would have been a different outcome if I did it in first year or second year. Yeah. But I think it's just the fact that we can make our decisions and take advantage of our own degree and the opportunities that we have. When will I be able to take a break ever again?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Definitely. But I think that's a good way to kind of finish.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Episode. Don't see it as a daunting experience. University is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Whatever you decide to do is supposed to be enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
So just take advantage of what you can.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy your academic life. Enjoy it.
Woo!
We'll see you on the next episode.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya. Thanks for listening. If you got any questions, drop us a DM on Instagram at UAO_insights. Don't forget to check out the Insights website and resources in the links below. See ya.